5 months into the crackdown on the Syrian opposition, President Bashar al-Assad seems to be feeling the heat. Protests are spreading, and now three Arab allies have pulled their ambassadors from Damascus. And today, al-Assad appointed a new defense minister. The military has played a leading role in suppressing demonstrators. More deaths were reported yesterday from the town of Deir al-Zur, as Ben Gilbert reports.
Deir al-Zur had become one of the few towns largely taken over by protesters in the five-month uprising against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government. But this weekend, Assad's troops struck back. In this video posted by activists, machine gun fire and loud explosions can be heard in Deir al-Zur. Other videos show smoke rising from the city's skyline as tanks, armored personnel carriers, and heavily armed troops move in. Rami Abdulrahman from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights in London says between 11 and 16 people have been killed in Deir al-Zur. He says two women and a child were killed today in an army assault that lasted 90 minutes.
After that, Syrian intelligence and security forces came and started arresting the people, about 34 people. Now it's quiet. Now there's nothing special at all.
Abdulrahman says that despite the fighting, the Syrian government still isn't in control of Deir al-Zur. Syrian officials say troops entered the city at the request of local tribal leaders. They claim that in Deir al-Zur, as in most cities in Syria, the problem is that convicts, criminals, and armed Islamist terrorists are trying to take over. Syrian protesters say that they are peaceful, unarmed, and want Assad and his regime to step down.
A new savage massacre committed by armed gangs which threw the mutilated bodies of 17 martyrs into the river.
The assault on Deir al-Zur was big news on Arab and English satellite channels today, but not for the Syrian state news agency. Instead, its English-language news led with a story from the city of Hama. Activists say the Syrian army killed scores of people there. The Syrian government portrays things differently.
The Hama hospital received the bodies of 17 martyrs murdered and mutilated by armed gangs of terrorism, who threw the bodies into the Orontes River.
What followed was video of the bodies being taken from the water and into the morgue. It's not clear who killed them or why. They could be protesters killed by Syrian security forces, or they could be Syrian security forces killed by protesters. Syrian state TV eventually mentioned Deir al-Zur 8 minutes into the broadcast. It showed an interview with a Syrian police officer who claimed he and his partner were captured and beaten by an armed gang. The announcer said the police officers were forced to make false statements to satellite TV stations whose, quote, aim is to sow chaos and sedition in Syria.
They beat us up and threatened to kill us with explosives and to send parts of our bodies to our families. The gangsters had large amounts of weapons in the house. They tortured us, beat us up, and buried cigarette butts in our bodies and faces.
What definitely wasn't on Syrian state TV was the news that Kuwait, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia withdrew their ambassadors today from Damascus. Saudi King Abdullah issued a statement this morning condemning the Syrian government's, quote, killing machine, and called for Assad to make meaningful reforms. Either Syria chooses wisdom on its own, or it will be pulled down into the depths of turmoil and loss, the king's statement said. The condemnation comes after the Arab League and Gulf states issued similar calls this weekend for an end to the Syrian government's crackdown. But Saudi Arabia's call is by far the most critical of any single Arab nation. Saudi Arabia views itself as the leader of the Sunni Muslims in the Arab world. Sunnis have by default been the core of the uprising in Syria. They make up around 75% of the population, while the government is dominated by President Bashar al-Assad's minority Alawite Muslim sect. Both sides accuse each other of trying to stir up sectarian tensions. Rami Abdulrahman says that as the conflict drags on, the divisions are becoming more pronounced.
Inside Syria, people are starting to talk religion now. It's very dangerous when people start talking about religious division.
So far, international condemnation of the Syrian government's actions has had little result, and it's questionable whether the Gulf Arab states' critical words and actions will have any effect either. The Turkish foreign minister is also slated to visit Damascus this week to deliver a firm message that Ankara's patience has worn out. A Syrian official said the Turks, Syria's neighbor and largest trading partner, would be met with a firmer reply. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.